Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I could never, never, ever turning your love away, okay. Even though I know it's belonging to another man.
Oh, baby,
you know, if you look in my eyes,
yeah,
I'm gonna say these words.
Girl, you're welcome. Stop on by. You know I'll be here, baby, to dry your eyes, to dry your eyes. But I'm getting tired of seeing that sucker in your eyes. Don't you be no fool, baby. You're about to lose.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina with another edition of the Yehuda Project. I am so glad that we were able to be here today. I hope everyone is doing well. Shalom, shalom. Let me see who's on there. Brother Uriah, if you can hear me, please push one. Just want to make sure everybody can hear me. What a beautiful day it is. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Glad to be among the land of the living. All praises, bless his name, hallelujah. Yes, indeed, what a day it has been. Well, it's so much stuff going on, I have to figure out which one we're going to do first. There's so many things happening, and it's happening for the good. All things work together for the good to them who love Yah and are called according to his purpose. That's what the scriptures say. Glad to be able to be here in among the land of the living. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. It has truly been a blessing. Bless his holy name. We thank him. We praise him. We give him glory. We give him honor. Well, I mean, you know, we just keep on rolling up, and it just keep going and going and going, and all things are well. Sitting here trying to figure out which one do we need to do first. Hold on one moment. Let me see what I want to open you guys up to and let you know what's going on here in the world. It's a lot happening, good and bad. It's just like you're just like, man, what else is next? You just never know, you know. It's just something to see. But I enjoyed class yesterday. Let me go about what I know. I know class was very good yesterday. Enjoyed it as I always do. It has truly been a blessing like it always was, you know, and praise be to his holy name. I hope everybody else enjoyed the class, had an opportunity to enjoy the class. Give me one moment here. Let me see what we're going to put up here because I was listening to some things today that was very, very interesting. You know what? This stuff that we have been teaching and all the stuff that we have been going through has really been, everybody is catching on to it. I'm not saying that we're the only ones doing it because I can't be that naive to think that, but just all of it is just interesting how it's just all playing its part. And, you know, this stuff has been around for quite a long time. And you just be like, wow, you know? It is really something to see. All praises. Bless his holy name. Praises. Bless his holy name. Hold on one moment, you guys. Give me 1 second. All right. Give me 1 minute and I will be right with you guys. All praises. Hallelujah. I hope everybody is enjoying their first day of the week as I am. I haven't been outside, so I don't know how hot it is, but just glad to be among the land of the living. You know, one of my friends, we just found out that one of my friend's sons was killed, shot to death, 30 years old, gone. You know, it's just unfortunate. It is really unfortunate. These young people are killing each other like it's nothing. With no remorse, you know, just completely gone. It's just terrible. And just keep his family in prayer, because I know that has to be terrible, you know, to be gone like that. You know, no, it's just terrible. You know, I said if these young kids don't stop, it's not going to be, their whole generation going to be wiped out. The whole generation is going to be wiped out. It's really hard to, it's just really hard. I'm telling you, it is truly hard. Hard to watch. You know, and he had a son, and now his son does not have a father. And you know, what is it? What could be that bad? You know, it's just unfortunate. We just got to keep on praying for this generation that we have here, because they are really something, I'm telling you. It has truly been something, I'm telling you, to have to go through this. Give me one moment. 1 moment, and I'll be right with you guys. I had to work today, you guys, so that's what you're hearing. If you're hearing me clicking, I had to work today. I apologize for that. But all praises be to the High and Holy One of Israel. We bless his name. Praise his holy name. And we got to do what we got to do. It must be done. And it is what it is. All praises. So I am all yours now. Shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. Praise his name. Hallelujah. As my grandsons would say, hallelujah. They got that down packed, you guys. I mean, for real, for real. Praise the Holy One of Israel. All right, I'm all yours now. We are we in the mix. Let's get it going. Let's see what's going on. All right, so, yeah, like I said, keep that family in prayer. You know, it happened. When did it happen? It happened, I think, Thursday night. Thursday night, Thursday night, please keep them in prayer. It's just a terrible thing when something like that happens. You know, we hate to have that kind of news to come across, period. We just hate it. You know, but it happens. It happens all the time. And we just have to continue to pray for this generation that we're dealing with today, and pray for the things, you know, that are happening in this generation. It's just a terrible thing. It really, really is. All praises. Hallelujah. I just really don't know. So what do you guys want to talk about? I'm all yours. What is it? Anybody have anything in particular that you would like to discuss? Because I'm all for it. I just want to know what's going on in the world. You know, I was listening to some other people from the other nations today, and it was very interesting the things that they had to say about what's coming. Very, very interesting. You know, and it was interesting to see it from their perspective. What did he say? Oh, I know what it was he said. He said that a third of the angels from Lucifer was flung to the earth, and that is why we are going through the turmoil on the earth that we are going through today, that Lucifer and his angels were kicked out of heaven, and a third part of the angels got kicked out with him, and this is why we are going through the changes that we're going through today, is because of the fact that a third of the angels came out. And I'm like, well, where did you get, how did you come up with that deduction? You know, and it just was interesting to see how people, how they have come up with their own theology of what this scripture says. And he quoted it from Revelation chapter 12. And I was like, wow, that is incredible how, you know, the people from the other nation. And you could tell he didn't believe it because he was stuttering when he was talking. And he was having a hard time with it because he was stuttering when he was talking and he didn't believe what he was saying. And I just was looking like, how in the world did you miss? Scholars now, these are the scholars that we were talking about yesterday. The scholars that are talking about the end times. I'm going to see if I can pull it up because for some reason it don't want to come back up. Let me see. What was it that he was talking about? Yes, indeed. They were talking about how the whole world is being deceived. It was just terrible. And I'm like, how did you? But again, we know why. We do. We have plenty of sense and we know why what's happening is happening. You know, and it's always going to be a distorted truth. And they talk about they have the truth, and truth is what they have to teach. And it's like, wow, it is so much stuff out there that would get you confused. It's so much stuff out there. You know, so much stuff. Unbelievable. It's like, wow. So I'm trying to find that one so I could kind of play that one for you and see if this is it. I don't think this is it, but I'm going to try. This might be it. Hold on. Hold on. Let me find it.
No, it's, they're about 50 light years away.
Hold on.
We're throwing down cast.
Here we go. Here we go.
Working with humanity through.
Hold on. Here we go. Check this out, y'all. Check this out. Here we go. Listen, here we go.
Okay. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not. Huge.
Why not? I'm gonna mess it up. Hold on.
Controlled and have gone through programming from early age. Otherwise, they would. And several people who've come forward of abduction stories, which obviously every abduction story is not going to be accurate, but there's enough together that they've talked about seeing government employees working together with these beings. You have who's the little guy that came out recently talking about seeing these entities inside of the base. He was all over the place there for a while, and Joe Rogan and every podcast also had work with Bigelow and them when it came to the Skinwalker Ranch. You know what I'm talking about, David? The
yeah, I can't call his name. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But, you know, this has been documented. Also, breeding programs, right? The breeding programs with these entities. And, of course, they're going to co-opt mankind in their war. I believe that they are going to try to make war with the Most High God when he comes. This is their goal. They want to stop the destruction of the earth that happens at the end, turn of the age. And they're working with humanity through technologies, through being able to enter into these technologies, to use these technologies, through AI technology, through deception, keeping people believing. I just want to say this because, it's one of those things that a lot of people are going to instantly say, you're discredited by saying this. But the shape of our world, the cosmology of our world, how things work, the infrastructure, the hierarchy has been hijacked, right? It's been hijacked. The story about it has been hijacked. And we're made to believe that we are products of evolution hurling through space. We're made to believe that we're just one of who knows how many species of type beings, aliens, etc. When in fact, the reality of things, according to the scripture, we are in an enclosed system that stays put, and it is not heliocentric. It is flat Earth centric. We're on a disc, a round disc, that has a firmament that is around it. Werner von Braun on his gravestone, the heavens declare the glory of God, and his firmament shows the handiwork. He knew too.
Yeah,
all of these guys knew that what they're dealing with. This is why they've done all these operations where they're trying to break free of this. Because these Nephilim are on a prison planet for them. Their bodies have to roam around here. The Bible says that after they died, or actually the Book of Enoch says after they died, they became spirits, evil spirits that roam around on Earth doing war with mankind. And so they can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't drink, they can't be satisfied. They're never satisfied. So anything that they can do to be able to inject themselves into mankind and escape this place, they're going to do. And they're also wanting to win a war. The fallen angels, and when we talk extraterrestrials, there's a lot of people that say these are extraterrestrials or alien. You can call them whatever you want. The Bible says one-third of them fell from heaven. Were thrown down, cast down from heaven into the earth. One-third of them. So you can call them extraterrestrials. You can call them whatever the heck you want. But the fact remains there is an active war against mankind through these entities. And
there you have it, y'all. There you have it. I mean, you know, they have their own version of the story. And that's what they say. They have their own version of the story, completely different from what we teach, because it completely wipes out Israel. And these are the people that are saying, we, Israel, we're going to keep the laws, statutes, and the commandments. And they do that, and they believe that they are, and they're the ones that he's going to come and get. And they use our terminology. They use our everything they have done. They have mimicked everything. Now, this is going to be very interesting to see and interesting to watch, very much so. Anybody have any questions, comments, anything? You know, please push one. Feel free to push one. Very interesting to watch. That is why Israel is so important. And I believe that's why Israel has really been quiet, because nobody is really saying a whole lot. Everybody is just kind of manning their own business, doing what they need to do, and waiting on the Most High. Some people are doing other things, and that's fine. But for the most part, you know, we next, and we this, and we everybody's kind of like calmed all the way down with it. Because it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out now. Because like I told you, not only do you have black people saying they're Israel, you have Caucasian people saying they're Israel too. And they're teaching the very same thing we teaching. The angels came down. They're teaching about the angels. They're teaching about technology. They're teaching about information that where they say the government deliberately went into a contract with these beings way back when, and then traded technology for the study of the human being, and they were trading people for the technology. They teaching all that stuff. So I mean, you know, this is something that we really have to be able to handle, because it's real. This stuff is really real. I mean, you know, when you deal with it like this on the level, and they have people, because of who they are, they have people that they talk to constantly. Like you said, some of the stuff we make a known, some of the stuff we aren't. You know, they're ready now. What they're saying now is they're now, these entities are ready to reveal themselves. So this is why the government now is allowing all this information to come forward. But even with that information, they're only allowed to say so much. But they know that they're ready to reveal themselves in a way that is going to make it seem like they are the saviors of this earth, that they are the ones who created mankind. They're doing all this stuff. But we've been talking about this for years. We've been. And they said that they're going to create a fake rapture, and people are going to be caught away, and that they were manipulating people's DNA with whatever they're using to change the DNA. I mean, we all have a theory, but whatever they're using to change the DNA, I don't know. But, you know, this is kind of serious. It's a little sci-fi, and it's really hard to believe if you're not in the know. But, I mean, you know, it's really not that far-fetched. You know, everybody's now coming out with all this information saying, you know, we can say this much, but we can't say that much. You know, we can talk about this, but we can't talk about that. You know, so, I mean, you know, these are the things that are really going around. Anybody got a comment, please feel free to push one. You know, and like I said, you know, we keep trying to tell our families over and over again, you know, everybody waiting on the rapture, and it's like, what if they create one? What if they send one to simulate it? You know, what if the people that have been abducted be abducted? You know, it's a lot of what ifs. What if they're taken off the earth? You know, and make people believe certain things. I mean, you really got to be steadfast and know that you know that you know. That is the truth. Because the deception is going to be great. When I tell you great, shoot, it's great now. Because, you know, we can't even penetrate our own family. The deception is so great that we cannot penetrate them. We can't. We keep telling them, and we know that there's certain things that they can't see. We know that there's certain things that they can't see with Israel. But just the regular stuff, the ABC 123 stuff, they still don't get it. They will not succumb to the fact that it's a lie. They won't succumb to that fact. They just won't do it. And it's unfortunate. You know, we be looking like, look, now we tried, you know, it's something, because even before I left the church, there were things that started not to make sense. It was things that started not to make sense. And I'm like, well, this ain't making sense. How does this and this equal this? Or what does this mean? This is not true. And then that began my journey to really begin to leave, because I had to see, when I weighed it up against truth, just normal stuff, just common sense things didn't make sense. But guess what? The showmanship is so great and the feeling is so good that people just overlook it. They deliberately overlook it. They do. They deliberately overlooking it. You like, wow. Huh? It's insane. You know, so, I mean, you know, I can say it again. Get ready, because, you know, this stuff is getting ready to come out. When the government start talking about spaceships, and when the government start talking about different things, and when the government is left, they know that they have no choice. This stuff is getting ready to come out. And I used to always say, that's when the families is going to wake up. But you know what? I don't know. I really don't know. We just going to have to pray. You know, because that's just something else. That's something else going on. Anybody have any questions, comments, or anything, please feel free to push one. I really don't want to talk to myself today. I really don't want to be the only one talking today. You know, so if you have something in particular that you would like to discuss, or just to have a conversation online, I would love to be able to do that. You know, and really begin to talk, because it's serious. I can play a little more of it, you know, and I can kind of wind it back a little bit and play a little more of it so you can kind of hear where they are so you can understand that it's just not me talking about this. It's more than just me. Watch. Here we go.
And he was a Jewish man, but he carried it around. Now, it's interesting because the Vedic texts are an Aryan text by far, and if, as we know, Hitler and the Aryan nation, this was what they were all about, this Aryan nation, the master race. And his obsession with the Vedic texts is very interesting, too. And what he created is interesting because also in the Bhagavad Gita, it talks about an entire race of Vishnus being completely evaporated, pretty much. Just they were dead where they stood because of a cloud that looked like parachutes opening and exploded. And still to this day over there, there's an area that is the sand's even glass. They found huge radioactive materials in there. And so the Vedic texts have been an interesting part of a lot of this. And it's something hard to shake at, but because the more research that I do, the more it leads to this text being a possible way that people are receiving this technology from other entities. And, you know, I just, that those connections just can't be coincidence. They just can't be a coincidence. And, you know, when you're looking at these drawings by the Hopis, I've been watching Skinwalker Ranch series that they've been doing on Discovery, where they have a group of scientists who are there at the Skinwalker Ranch. Bigelow owned it before, and he was funded by the government. A bunch of intelligence agencies were working together with them. And then a guy who's a Mormon, a guy in Utah, bought it, and he's actually the biggest landowner in Utah. And a lot of the stuff that we're talking about tonight, they experienced on video, these things, and a lot of these drawings, they found drawings like this on the property, and they're experiencing things that are way beyond what any of us have ever seen on camera that they're putting out there. Whether or not it's a big hoax or not, I have no idea, but I know that millions upon millions upon millions of dollars are spent in that area to look at these things, and I believe the Hopis were one of the tribes in that area. I think the Hopis and the Utes were around there, so it's interesting.
And I think it's beyond dispute the origin of the German intelligence on this. They claim themselves that the specific diagrams for a lot of their machines came right from the Thule Society, from the mystics and the seers in the Thule Society. And the very scientists that developed these technologies, they were avid students of these Vedic and Sanskrit texts. And just this afternoon, I read in the Sanskrit text where it talked about the Vimana and the flying machine that's described in the ancient Vedic text. And they were so specific, they talked about the fuel for the Vimana being mercury compounded with other metals. It's an absolute fact, it's called the X-Rium that the Nazis used in the Bell. It was a mercury-based liquid compounded with other metals and radioactive isotopes. And basically what the Bell looked like, it looked like a bell, and it was a big enclosure, and it had like two garbage cans on the inside of it. And inside those garbage cans, there was these cylinder. Well, I'm being overly simplistic here, but inside these two cylinders, there were these two vials with this mercury compound in it. One would spin one way at extremely high speed, and the other would spin the other way at extremely high field, at extremely high speed. And this created a field between them that, according to the German scientists, some amazing things took place, even the transmutation of metals from one form to another. And this was a big part of this research, the actual metallic mutation from one to another. And, boy, we open up a real bailiwick there when we start talking about metals.
Yeah, especially mercury, man, because – you know, in their studies of the Vedic
Okay, so they're just going into it. So what they're basically saying is that this has been around a long time. Been around a long time. A long time. And now, you know, it's coming out. It's knowledge that it was, first it was hidden information. They didn't want anybody to know, but now it's open. They are allowing people to talk about certain things because they know that it's time for them to start coming out to reveal themselves. And this is basically what it is. And they were even saying that men's hearts is going to fail them for what they're going to see for what's coming up on the earth. And this is real talk. I mean, this is really happening. Really, really happening. Hold on. Area code 405, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 405. If you're talking, we can't hear you unless your phone is muted. But, yeah, this is really seriously happening, you know, and it's just, I mean, it's just not, it's not hidden knowledge anymore. It's just not hidden. There's nothing hidden about it. It's just really not, you know, and it's just, it's incredible to think that we're here, but, I mean, real talk, we've been saying this for years and years and years. For years, we are dealing with some supernatural stuff. Our Elohim is supernatural. His whole walk on this earth was supernatural. Everything he did defied logic, physics, everything. So, I mean, you know, when you have a man that is born from the womb of the woman that comes out and grows up from a baby and start opening up blinded eyes and putting ears back on and calling people from the dead and walking on top of water, that's not normal. So, you know, in the fact that we have, like we said yesterday, beings from another dimension that have been brought to the earth or that are living on the earth that are not from this dimension but have been held captive here, you're liable to see anything. I mean, for real. And the things that we deem are normal is about to change. You can have a whole new normal. It's all about to change. Because all of this has to happen, and wonder why it all has to happen. Wonder what is the key that has sped everything up. You know? It's amazing. Because along with the awakening of his people comes the Elohim of those people. This is what this is, and it is just what is getting ready. It's not just us talking about it. It's not just us talking about it. You just don't hear the church talking about it. But it's not just us having these conversations. It's not. It really isn't. And, you know, they are letting their people know just like we letting our people know. And the people that are not in the know are the ones who are going to be left behind. For real. Anybody have a comment, please push one. I'm going to play just a little bit more of it. Hold on.
Nation, so do we have a reason to believe that the Nephilim could build something like that? And I say, yeah, we do. You know, and we've done here again on the Midnight Ride, broadcast after broadcast after broadcast about the ancient megalithic structures, Baalbek, and how all the legends of Baalbek and many of the megalithic structures in South America, the very tradition around those is that they were built by giants. Now, when the fallen angels mated with human women, there was something real born. It was something that if it would step on you with its foot, it would hurt you. It wasn't some disembodied spirit. The devils came when these giants died. But the Nephilim were real, they were physical, and they lived in structures at night, and they built structures. So why, if the Nephilim, if we have no problem believing that the giants built Baalbek and many of the other megalithic structures, why couldn't they build a flying machine? I mean, it's perfectly logical to believe that they are absolutely 100% capable of doing this and building a real good one.
Man, you couldn't have said it better. They're so true, because, you know, it brings me back that thought in the Book of Enoch, which is written by the prophet Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And in this, he talks about mankind being taught technology from these watchers. They're being taught technology such as weapons of war, how to kill things in the womb. All of the things that we consider technology today are things that they taught the humans. And so this is an old game, right? And, you know, one thing, just the Vedic texts just keep popping in my head, but a lot of people such as Nikola Tesla, Oppenheimer, many mathematicians claim that by using the tools in the Vedic text, they were able to receive information from some kind of beings that were extra-dimensional. And this is part of the reason we talk about yoga, yoga being meaning to yoke. Yoga means to yoke, and there's different kinds of yoga. Like there's the kind that basically people stretch with, but then there's the tantric yoga and the kundalini yoga. And in these states, they believe that they can receive this technology and this information from this source. And I think a lot of the stuff that we're seeing today that we've seen for a while has been obtained through this means. And this is just my opinion, but these flying machines, when we talked, and this is actually more than my opinion, it could be speculative, it could not be, because it just depends on if you believe the secret diaries of Bird. But in...
And he's talking about Admiral Bird, which we talked about last week. This is exactly what he's talking about. I mean, you know, like I said, this is common knowledge. This is knowledge that's already going on. And this is what they're out there talking about. This is what everybody is talking about now. You know, they getting their people prepared. So thank God we have a Elohim that has prepared us as well. I mean, anybody have a question or comment, please push one. And, you know, in order we have to go here because this is a battle between beings from a whole other dimension that are existing on this planet. And we are going to have to be prepared to see what we are about to see. Because the Bible said men's hearts is going to fail them for what is coming up on the earth. The heavens will be shaken. And it's just going to be that. And it's just simple as that. And right now our reality is not there yet. They have not came stepped over in our reality to the point where we can honestly say, but they've always been here and they've made themselves visible. You know, and this is just, this is what the latest thing is what's going on. I mean, seriously, it really, really is. It is really something to see, I'm telling you. It is really something to see, and you just, all you can do is, I got a little more for y'all. I just want to let you know what they're talking about. Hold on. Make sure I can get this in here.
Years type of a musty, musky stink is all I can tell you. And it was basically a dead guy. And this guy was extremely large. When I say large, our pallets are basically, if I remember correctly, about 9 by 12 feet or so. This guy was laying in a fetal position on the pallet. So he filled the pallet. We estimated his size at approximately 12 to 10 feet tall. I did see his skin color. I was expecting somebody of more Arabic descent, being in Afghanistan and all. I know he was dead, but he was very pale, very white. Another thing that us and the rest of the crew did was we took our feet. He was in a fetal position, so you could take your feet and put it, kind of, you could see where his feet were there, and they were wrapped up. He did not have shoes on, but he had, like, looked like he was wrapping them in some kind of a canvas type stuff. But we were sticking our feet up next to his feet, and his feet were extremely big. We know that the standard weight on one of those pallets is about 1,500 pounds, and I do remember that the loadmaster did the weights, and it was around 1,100-pound guy. The pallet sits on dunnage. You know what dunnage is? It's basically like railroad ties so that you can get a forklift underneath it and pick it up. So it was on dunnage, and basic dunnage is like maybe a 4x4. And then the pallet is, say, yay thick. It's actually aluminum and balsa wood. And this guy, I mean, laying down was very, very wide. I mean, and he was, like I said, he's in a fetal position. And you go up and just, you hit it. And, of course, he's under a tarp and all that. I understand that. But he was a dense guy. We questioned the babysitters of, hey, where'd you get this guy? And some of the Army guys there with him relayed to us that this guy had, I guess, been living up in the mountains next to a village where the villagers basically treated him like a god. I did infer that they were making sacrifices to this guy because they said they found bones of people. The giant supposedly, like I said, I was not there, supposedly killed the first team that they came across. He was extremely big and fast and agile for a guy that size. They sent up another team and when the second team went in there to get him, supposedly he had already started to basically eat on the team that that had been killed the first time. They then grabbed a helicopter.
Did y'all hear that? You know what I'm laughing, because when I told my mom that, she was like, oh, no, honey, I did not have to be born for all this. They could have left me where I was. But guess what? This ain't nothing new. What did the children of Israel see when they went into the land of Canaan? When the two spies went to see what the land was like, they came back and said the fruit is, they brought some fruit back. The fruit is big. They was like, and them people is big, and they are eating the inhabitants there. That's in the Bible. They were cannibals. They were eating the people. I know this is hard to deal with, but boy, I'm telling y'all, let me say this. This is going to get real, real, real interesting here in a minute. Because the same world that our ancestors existed in, when all of this stuff was normal, when they saw this stuff every day, we getting ready to go back to the same world. The same entities are going to come into our reality, and we're going to have to deal with the same thing that we read about. Whew. Anybody want to push one, please feel free to do that. The same thing. It ain't just going to be words on the book no more. You're going to see it for real, for real. That's why when all the Israelite brothers were talking about we ready for war, I'm like, okay, because we're going to see what you made out of. We really going to see what you truly made out of. Because them brothers back in the day, they seen some stuff that made them, that shook the very foundation. Joshua was the only one that said, if the Most High say we can do it, we can do it. But they were still, people scared to death. They said, them some big people. Written in the scriptures. It's coming. It's definitely coming. Woo! Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
Copter, and the helicopter brought him down where we picked him up. After we loaded the giant, it was just a standard mission back. We took him all the way back to Al Udeid in Qatar, where he was transloaded onto another airplane. I believe it was a C-17. I was done with my mission then. I got away from it. I was done. I did ask some questions later of, you know, where it might have gone. And as the grapevine goes, it was probably taken back to the United States.
The
and
Patterson
the
Air
words
Force
I heard
Bay.
Were right, Pat. But again, I don't
know.
I
told y'all. That's up the street from me. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is in Dayton, Ohio. Watch. Hold on. Right up the street. And guess what? They say at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base that there's an area that you will not cross. There's a line you will not go over, whether you are military or not. They are ordered to shoot to kill. Right, Patterson Air Force Base. This is some serious stuff right here, boy. This is, and we got to catch up. We got to catch up with one more thing. We got to make this real known, so we understand exactly who in charge and what's going on. Check this out.
Apology. We have discovered that when following the trail of the cover-up relating to the world before the flood of Noah, all roads lead to Rome.
Uh-oh.
The Vatican knows all the secrets. Education and political intrigue, acquiring along the way a vast repository of priceless manuscripts and remarkable artifacts from the dateless past. If knowledge is power, then the Vatican reigns supreme. So what does the Holy See know about giants?
Are the bones of giants harbored within the secret passageways and catacombs under the Vatican? We have reason to believe that they are, or at least were at one time.
The popes and the agents of the Holy See have known about the giants for many centuries. In the last episode in this documentary series, we presented historical evidence proving that the bones of giants were recovered in Peru, Ecuador, and Bolivia by the Spanish conquistadors and Catholic priests during the conquest and conversion of the Incan Empire in the 15th and 16th centuries. Now, we're not just talking about some random fragments of bones that could have been mistaken for mastodons or giant sloths. Full skeletons and bodies of giants measuring well over 15 feet tall were discovered all over the land. The Inca knew about the giants. In fact, they believed that the massive megaliths found throughout their empire were built by a race of ancient giants before they were destroyed in a great flood. They venerated the hills and the mounds of the countryside because their legends told that the bones of giants could still be found buried within them. And the legends of the Inca were more than myth. On one occasion, the Spaniards discovered that the natives had enshrined the mummified bodies of giants in a cave and were worshiping them as gods. The chroniclers of Peru recorded that the bodies and bones of giants were incinerated by the priests of the Holy See as they labored to extirpate idolatry among the natives. But the records also indicate that not all of the bones were destroyed. Many of them were confiscated and fell into the hands of the Spanish Inquisition. In other words, into the hands of the Church of Rome.
Didn't we say that? Ooh, this is something. Lord, have mercy. I mean, ain't y'all just listening? Ain't nobody pushing one. Don't nobody have nothing to say? Man, I mean, we've been saying that. Didn't we say it? We said it. That this is all roads lead to Rome. That's why I told y'all, we do not even get involved. No. No. Hold on, I'm going to play just a little bit more. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
What most people don't realize about the Roman Catholic Church is how intensely involved it is in both the reconnaissance and recovery of arcane relics relating to the true narrative of prehistory. So while the rest of the world is being distracted with the convenient fantasy of Darwinism and the evolution of the species, the Vatican is quietly gathering evidence that tells a very different story. For centuries, the agents of the Holy See, especially the Jesuits, have been occupying strategic archaeological locations and seizing critical artifacts all over the earth. Oftentimes, Catholic cathedrals, churches, and monasteries are built right on top of the foundations of ancient pagan temples and secret subterranean caverns or passageways. I was informed years ago by multiple individuals within the intelligence community that when dealing with the antediluvian ruins, what's apparent on the surface is not nearly as significant as what's hidden underground. If a Catholic church is built on top of an ancient temple or some important archaeological site, then the priest can excavate undercover and extract whatever artifacts or bones might be buried there without the general public having any knowledge of their activity. Nowhere is this kind of subterfuge better illustrated than in Cusco, Peru. Cusco was the capital and center of the Tahuantinsuyo, the four regions of the vast Inca Empire, which extended from what is today Colombia all the way down the Pacific coast to Chile and Argentina. Much like Rome,
Cusco was both the political and religious power axis of the empire. According to legend, it was renowned founder of the Inca Empire, Manco Capac, who led his people through the sacred valley to establish the city of Cusco. The Inca called that land the home of the gods, and for good reason. Although historians almost unanimously attribute these immense megalithic constructions to the Inca themselves admitted to having no memory or record of their building. When Cusco finally fell to Francisco Pizarro and his conquistadors in 1537, the temples of the Inca were razed to the ground and Catholic cathedrals were erected in their place, right on top of their ruins. The heathen had been slain, and the pagan empire of the Inca conquered by the pious soldiers of the church. It didn't take long for the gilded throne of the Inca king to be transformed into a holy seat of papal power. Priests, nuns, and agents of the Inquisition established their convents in Cusco and began a terrifying campaign to convert the natives still living in the region. The Dominicans were especially influential in the city and built their convent of Santo Domingo right over the ruins of the most important and magnificent Inca palace.
All right, y'all, so let me say this. This is not anything new. If you want to see that, if you want to know the name of this video, it is called The Unholy Sea, S-E-E. Slash Timothy Alberino slash All Roads Lead to Rome. I mean, you know, this is what it is. It's just what it is. It ain't no other way to get around it. It is what it is. You know, and you have to be prepared for what it is. It's gonna do what it's gonna do. It's kind of you know, it's not really scary, but you have to get prepared for. The unseen spiritual realm is getting ready to be visible. That's basically it. It's getting ready to be visible. And it is really something to see, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, we just ain't seeing it up close and personal. Like I said, back in 2010, I was going to do a conference on this stuff, and I spoke to a guy that was from the other nation, and he said, I have a skull. One of the giant skulls, I have it in my possession. He said, but I don't like to talk about it because if I do, they will confiscate it from me. And I was like, you're going to bring it to the conference? Of course, I never had the conference, but he was like, yeah, I'll bring it. I'll come and bring it and show you. I'm like, whoa. He said he had an elongated skull. So when we talk about Egypt, when we talk about the pharaohs of Egypt, we really don't know too much what we're dealing with. For real. Because when you research Akhenaten and Nefertiti, they was big. Them was some big people. And when you look at the hieroglyphics and stuff on the wall, the little Israelites and the regular people around them look like little ants compared to them sitting down. And they said Akhenaten was, they don't know what he was. He had breasts and hips like a woman, but he had the genitals of a man. This is real life. This is not made up. This is not television. This is history. Real life history. This is the story of the Israelites being mingled among these beings and these people and their offsprings. That's why Daniel said, and they will mingle themselves with the seed of men. It's happening again. It really never stopped. No. And he is equipping us and giving us the knowledge that we need to have so that when it do manifest and everybody else is running around crazy like they about to lose it, you know what it is. I mean, I hope it makes a difference that we know and we're not really running scared, but you at least know what it is and know what to expect to a certain point. It's still going to be devastating because your reality is going to be a new normal. That's all I can say. And I've always said I believe they didn't really show up. I have always said that. I really have. You know, and now the DNA, changing people's DNA. I was like, now I wonder, what could they possibly do, or what could they possibly offer a person to change the DNA of the majority of the people on this earth? What possible methods could they use? And I said, that's interesting. That's why we kept telling y'all, stand down, don't do it. And everybody wasn't, hey, it is what it is. You know, it's a whole lot of the mad scientist stuff going on, for real. For real, for real. So it's just been going on for a long time. This ain't just started. And then when we start teaching about this stuff, people get scared. And it's like we've been trying to tell y'all this for a long, long time. To get you prepared for this. Because this is real. This is reality and this is real. And the Israelites are the ones... The Israelites are the ones that stand apart, that don't worship these gods. We are the ones that worship the Elohim of Israel. You know? And we gonna have the knowledge, and it's going to be very interesting, I'm telling you. Lord, have mercy. It's kind of exciting, you know, to a point. You looking like, boy, this is getting ready to get real, real. Because this is not a coincidence. All this stuff is coming out now. That they re-putting stuff back up on the internet. This ain't new. You know, they're getting people ready for this. So you can't say that you didn't know. It's a real talk. You know? Like when everybody kept talking about, well, what's the fourth beast? And all these Israelite men got up on their little YouTube talking about, well, let us see. I said the fourth beast is Rome. Ain't no need you even trying to contemplate it. Don't try. It's Rome. Rome is the fourth beast. It's always been the fourth beast. Rome is the fourth beast. And they was like, well, yeah, it's Rome. Whether you want to accept it or not, Rome is going to be very much alive when all this stuff jump out, whether you like that or not. You know? So we hold a certain knowledge that the Most High has given us, and He will not leave His people in the dark. We're not gonna be in the dark. You're gonna have to know what's going on, and you have that lick up under the cabinet. You're gonna have to have them big bottles of them gallon jugs of stuff up under your cabinet, because your family gonna come over to see you, and all you can do is just fold your arms and say, "We tried to tell you." We tried, when you told us we was crazy, and when you told us we was in a cult, and when you told us that we didn't know what we was talking about, and that somebody lured us away from the church, you can't, Pastor Porkchop ain't talking about this. He still ain't talking about this. They ain't even bringing this up in that church. You won't hear nothing like this going on in the church. They're going to be at your doorstep trying to figure out what the heck is going on. And you have enough knowledge now where you can sit them down and say, this is this, and this is that, and this is this. No? Because, you know, I'm... This is a lot going on. You know, but it's got to happen. It's got to happen. This is the reality of it all. Ain't nobody going to be shouting. Ain't nobody going to be speaking in tongues. Ain't nobody going to be doing none of that. That's going to be... That is going to come to a cease. Do you hear me? I mean, real quick, with the quickness. That's over. When this kind of stuff hits the scene, it's going to be a wrap, I'm telling you. You can't afford not to know, because this is the stuff that we are supposed to know. This is the stuff that He has given us to know. You know? Does anybody have any comments, questions, concerns? Anything. Let me give y'all a little bit more of it. Hold on a minute. Let me give you just a little bit more of it before we go. I want to make sure we get this information in here. Because, I mean, this is serious. This is around slavery time when all this stuff was going on. The early 1400s, they know all this stuff. We the ones that don't know. Hold on.
In highway.
that united many of the most significant and...
The megalithic ruins within the convent of Santo Domingo display the universal signatures of a technologically superior race that was annihilated long ago in the waters of the Great Flood. However, unbeknownst to the thousands of tourists visiting the Coricancha every year, the most amazing works of these ancient master builders are not in view of the masses, but hidden beneath the church. Ancient legend that tells of a secret subterranean world connected by an enormous network of tunnels extending for hundreds of miles beneath the Andes Mountains and the Amazon jungle in South America. The nerve center where all these tunnels converge is said to be located underneath the city of Cusco in Peru, the very place known as the navel of the world. The natives called this underground labyrinth beneath Cusco the Chincana, which is a Quechuan word meaning the place where one gets lost. And for good reason, because few of those who have entered into it have ever come out.
Jesus, Lord,
have mercy. As an act.
Lord. Well, that's just, the underground world. We talked about that. We showed y'all that the other day, a couple weeks ago. Where they have vegetation in the mountains, and animals in there, and water flowing through there. It's a whole other world up underground. Everybody is talking about it, and they have just dismissed it. But this is real. It's real. And when we see the first ship, just the first ship, the whole world is going to change. There ain't going to be no questions. It ain't going to be no pilots talking about it. It's going to be people talking about it, because it's going to hover enough and stay in focus where everybody will get a chance to see it. It's just not going to be here no more. It's not. And then this is when Israel is going to know that it's getting ready to be time to go home. You know, it's time to go. Whatever it is or whatever distraction is going to be used, we will know at that point that it's going to be his time to go. Because these have been seen for generations upon generations. Nothing is new. There's nothing new under the sun. Nothing. What the Bible say? Can you put your hand on anything and say, see, this is new? There's no new thing under the sun. There's nothing new. So, I just wanted to let you know what the other side is talking about, the same thing we talking about. The other side, they may not have all the scriptures correct, but the other information, they have actually gone to these places. They have actually interviewed these people. They have put the history together. And you wonder why the church ain't talking about this. You just wonder why. You know, how is this being overlooked? Why is this not a topic of conversation? And imagine what the people are going to think when this happens and nobody told them. Imagine what it's going to be like when this jumps off. Hold on, area code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air. You're breaking up a lot, so I don't know if you're on speaker or not. Very rarely. It's breaking up.
Okay, Liz. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm going to have to call back.
Say again? I don't know what's going on with her phone, but we couldn't hear. She's going to have to call back in if the call dropped. But, yes, this is some serious stuff. I'm serious. Mm, mm, a lot of stuff jumping off. You have got to. You're going to have to prepare yourself because you're going to have to help your family get through this one. You're going to have to help them get through it. I mean, can you imagine having that knowledge and the knowledge of the host, all the stuff you've been doing? Can you imagine having to go through that and process all that at the same time? Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to say that what happened, I wanted to ask a question and make a comment as well, but those monoliths that were going up during the pandemic, I just wondered, you may have covered that before I joined the call, but what happened to those? All of a sudden, we didn't hear anything else about them, but they were going up all over the country, I think, during the pandemic. Do you know what happened there?
All over the world. You talking about those archways?
And I thought some of them were straight up. They were like I don't know. It kind of looked like the Washington Monument.
I haven't heard anything. I'm going to have to research it, but I know that they were saying that the archways were being put up because they were expecting to open up portals. Now, that's what the world that we are in, the people are talking about, and that's what that was used for at that time.
Okay. Well, that's
I mean,
been,
you know, the obelisk and all that kind of stuff, I have no idea. I really don't know, but I'll definitely check it out, man, you know, because all of it has a meaning. It means something.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think so, too.
And you come from the church and your family from the church, and you and I know that right now they are walking around in a blind stupor. How do you think they're going to be able to handle all this at the same time?
I can't imagine, because I can tell you that I once saw a rat that was the size of a dog, and I was so dumbfounded and just like in a state of shock for a few minutes that I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And so, and there were several people in the parking lot, and he was just walking across the parking lot, or it was just walking across the parking lot, as if, you know, he wasn't scurrying or hurrying across the parking lot. He was just walking. And so just to imagine something so abnormal to have happen and walk in your path, I can't imagine what the Israelites, how they felt when they saw the giants. And I'm hoping that the second Exodus happens before it comes. Just saying.
Well, you say, I don't want to see none of it. I understand. And the church is just walking around in a blind stupor. They are. They really are. It's unfortunate. It's going to be a sad day. But at least we know. The Most High tell us, you know, I told you. I made sure you knew.
I'm hoping that we're equipped with whatever is needed so that we can withstand the shock or whatever it needs to have the protection. But you're right, the churches are still teaching the prosperity message and doing their shouting and wearing their fancy hats, and these people are going to be totally unarmed to what's coming.
Have no clue. None at all whatsoever.
No clue. You're right.
None at all. Hold on one moment. Sister Afion, we're going to try you again. Can we hear you now? Sister Afion, are you there?
Can you hear me? If it's not, that's
okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
Clear.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Are you in a certain room where we can't hear you? It's like an echo and it's like a feedback. Call my cell phone and then I'll put you through. Let's do it like that. I'm going to put you back on mute. Yeah, it's just, it's very interesting. I'm telling you. You'd be like, man, oh, man, oh, man. It is something else.
It's about to get exciting. I'll tell you, excitement that we're going to have to be prayed up and ready for.
Yeah. Because it's something that, you know, we are seeing. I mean, we are really, really seeing. It's something, you know, but again, you know, he just told us that, and this is what it is. You know, and not only is he telling us, but he's allowing the other nations to be able to know this stuff and put this stuff in and put it out there for you to be able to see. And people, again, are ignoring it like it don't matter. And it's like, whoa, you are really getting ready to go through some stuff. You got to chill out. You know. It's real serious. It's real serious. Let me see if I can give you just a little bit more. Hold on just a moment. Let me see. Because I want to bring in some other people. I wanted you guys to hear one more person. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Preparing for the arrival of alien saviors. As crazy as that sounds, the eventually, 13 of the 14 pieces were recovered by his wife, the goddess Isis. But the 14th piece, the phallus, was never found, so Isis fashioned an artificial golden phallus to replace it. After assembling the 13 pieces together with the golden phallus, Isis raised Osiris from the dead. The great work of the mystery schools is to recover the lost knowledge of the gods and resurrect their empire, the Golden Age. The phallus of Osiris, the obelisk, is a sign of defiance against the Lord and allegiance to the fallen angels.
There you have it. Did you hear that, sis? That's your obelisk. Hold on.
Mystery schools exist to recover and reassemble the lost knowledge of the Watchers, the dismembered body of Osiris. Initiates of the mysteries are embedded within the most powerful governing organizations in the world, but they stay hidden in the shadows of their secret societies. They are the Luciferian elite, the priests of power, pulling the strings from behind the thrones, guiding the hand of politicians and kings, in order to catalyze the necessary geopolitical and metaphysical components, setting the stage for the arrival of the man they call their prince who is to come, but who we know as the son of perdition and the Antichrist. I believe he is coming in the clouds and will be hailed as our extraterrestrial savior. The Vatican is secretly preparing for the arrival of alien saviors. As crazy as that sounds, the exotheology is already being grafted. For several years now, Jesuit astronomers have been posturing themselves and their church for disclosure, speaking openly about life on other planets and the accommodation of extraterrestrials into Catholic doctrine, even declaring that if given the opportunity, they would eagerly baptize aliens.
Welcome back to the World Over. In May, Pope Francis set tongues a-wagging when in a homily during his morning mass, he referenced a visit from extraterrestrials. The media ran with it and suggested that the Catholic Church was confirming the existence of intelligent life on other planets. Joining us tonight is a man who has literally pondered the mysteries of the heavens as part of his job. He is an astronomer at the Vatican Observatory and the president of the Vatican Observatory Foundation, a Jesuit and the co-author of the new book, Would You Baptize an Extraterrestrial? We're delighted to have joining us Brother Guy Consolmagno in studio. Great.
Can you imagine? I'm at a loss. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. This is insane.
But, Sister Yanina, just in the past 3 years has been crazy stuff. Not nearly as crazy as what you're recording right now, but it's just like they're psychologically trying to get people ready for whatever is about to happen. And of course, they're still not going to be ready for it. Yeah, but it just appears that these are different. You can tell these are end times because things are occurring right now that we would have never imagined.
Yes. You took the words of my whole life. Did you ever think that in your whole life of existence that this would be a topic of conversation from anybody in religious organizations, governmental organizations? This is something else.
It's off the chain. You're right. And this is just what they're telling us. Who's to say what they're not saying?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Better say that again. I mean, for real. Woo! Hold on, let's see what the Pope got to say.
You, brother.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Pope Francis, during one of his morning homilies, had this to say. I'll share it with the audience. He said, imagine if, for example, tomorrow, an expedition of Martians came, green with long noses and big ears, just like children draw them, and were to say, I want to be baptized, what would happen?
Here's the big question.
Yeah. Would you baptize an extraterrestrial?
Only if she asks.
Okay.
Much of what is said in public by Vatican officials concerning aliens is tongue-in-cheek, facetious, as if their interest in extraterrestrials is more of a playful fancy than a serious consideration. But this is a very carefully calculated process of acclimation, like the proverbial boiling frog. The masses are gradually being conditioned for disclosure without even realizing it.
If you want to change somebody's worldview, you don't just come out of the gate with an argument that is diametrically opposed to everything they believe. You use the Fabian process of gradualism. You send out these little softballs like, well, if there was an alien intelligence, we would be willing to baptize them into the Catholic faith because, after all, if they exist, they must be part of creation, so they're part of what God made. Little by little, they've changed that, though, and they've went to now saying, it's very possible that the alien intelligence is morally superior to us because what we know about ourselves is that we are fallen, but we can't assume the same thing about the aliens. Therefore, our space brothers may know more about God and the gospel than we do. Therefore, they will be coming here to baptize us into a better understanding of the Godhead. It won't be us baptizing them. So the language has continued to change.
Eventually, they're going to claim that Jesus was an extraterrestrial and that life was seeded on this planet by a superior race of beings thousands of years ago. And they may even produce documents and artifacts that have been locked away in their archives and vaults for centuries to prove their claim. We're talking about the greatest deception in history, and many Christians are going to fall for it because it will be so cunningly integrated into a biblical context and backed up with physical evidence.
What we know is that right now, some of the Opus Dei level theologians at the Pontifical Academy in Rome, as well as the Pope's University in Rome, are working on doctrine that very specifically has to do with religious information of an extraterrestrial source and what the impact of that might be on faith on Earth. For instance, Father Giuseppe Tanzalaniti is an Opus Dei level theologian. He works at the Pontifical University, the Pope's University in Rome. And here's what he says. He says that if extraterrestrial intelligence provides information, it may cause us to have to rethink everything we have ever known and believed about the gospel. Here's a quote. He says, it would not immediately oblige the Christian to renounce his own faith in God simply on the basis of the reception of new unexpected information of a religious character from extraterrestrial civilizations, but that such a renunciation could come soon after as the new religious content originating from outside the earth is confirmed as reasonable and credible. Let me insert here, I have no idea how you would be able to confirm extraterrestrial information that's going to alter the gospel. Would be reasonable and acceptable, incredible. I don't know what that process is, but let me keep going. Quote, once the trustworthiness of the information has been verified, the believer would have to reconcile such new information with the truth that he or she already knows and believes on the basis of the revelation of the one and triune God, conducting a rereading of the gospel inclusive of the new data. They seem to be preparing themselves.
Yeah.
And not just, well, what if, maybe someday. I mean, they seem to be intentionally creating dogma that is going to position the Roman Catholic Church to be at the forefront of an official disclosure moment, the official voice piece. Well, maybe these guys are talking about this because of something that another Roman Catholic priest had talked about, Monsignor Corrado Balducci.
Corrado Balducci was an exorcist and theologian of the Vatican Curia and the foremost demonologist of the Church. During the pontificate of Pope John Paul II, ironically, Balducci also became the official spokesperson on the subject of UFOs and aliens.
Before he died, Corrado Balducci went on a series of Italian television programs talking about aliens, saying that they are real, that he had evidence that they are real. Furthermore, he said as an exorcist, he could confirm that they are not demons and they are not angels. He said they are advanced humanoid-like intelligences. But even more outstanding was what happened just before he died. He came to the United States. He agreed to be part of a documentary film in which he said not only is the Vatican aware of the alien intelligence, but there is an advanced guard of these aliens who are already here on Earth.
Uh-oh.
And he said the Vatican is using their embassies from around the world both to study and survey the alien agenda, but also participating with them.
What is little known about...
Oh, see, I told y'all. Told you so, told you so, told you so. That's how we're going to be able to say, is we told you so, told you so. Y'all got to watch this in its entirety. It's 2 hours and 25 minutes long. It is called The Unholy Sea, S-E-E, / Timothy Alberino, A-L-B-E-R-I-N-O, and then / All Roads Lead to Rome. Real talk stuff. This is the stuff. The reality is getting ready to change. Now, like you said, they got everybody so distracted. And running and shouting, this man, this gonna tear up everything. And then you can see how the new world religion is gonna come on the scene. That's why I tell everybody, stick with that Bible. When you start looking at other outside books, they gonna make the book say something to the point where the deception is gonna be great. It is.
And many will fall for it.
And they will. I want to know the truth. Wait till y'all get here. He'll tell you. He'll fill in the blanks. Because believe me, they gonna fill in the blanks to the point where you're going to be like, well, this makes sense. This is credible. This makes sense. Stick to his word. That's all I can say on the matter. For real, for real. Woo! Lord have mercy. You know? They are getting prepared for this. And ain't nobody preaching about none of it. No, I don't hear the black people church saying nothing about none of this. They're not saying anything. Lord, have mercy.
Well, Sister Diana, how old is this video?
They put it up 2 months ago. I don't know. I think I've seen it before, but it was put up 2 months ago.
Okay. Because
yep,
I was just thinking that, and they are probably putting it out there since we woke up. You know?
Oh, yeah. No question. No question. Yes, ma'am. They've been studying this stuff a long time, and they're putting this stuff out here for you to know what it is, and it's you have to take the time to know what's going on around you. You have to know what's going on around you. And most people are walking around in a daze. They are. They walking around. When this happens, ain't nobody going to be worried about no job. They ain't going to be worried about no money. They ain't going to be worried about nothing. They going to go, they want to find out what in the world is going on. It real talk. This is serious. And this is what we read about, and the things that we read about are real. You know?
Yeah. And if we think gun sales and ammunition has gone through the roof now, can you imagine what's going to happen then?
Oh, my. It ain't going to do no good because, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means you can't use no gun or knife, you know. But it's strong. It's strong. Hold by the pulling down the strongholds. You know, you got to pull. You got to pray. You got to go before. If you're going to deal with something from another dimension, you're going to have to go in the spirit and you're going to have to talk to the Most High. That's the only way you're going to get this done.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm like you. I hope when they do hear, we are on our way out. I mean, for real. Because if that's the case, the boats will be full of folks. Ooh, you don't have to worry about your family. They're going to beat you on the boat. You better believe it. Ooh, Lord have mercy. It's going to be full of folks. It's like, nah, when I told my mom that, she was like, now look, I didn't have to be born for all this. They could have left me where I was. You know, for real. I said, well, you know, we don't have a choice of that matter. We have to come and do what it is we've been called to do. You know, but the power of it is something else. Woo. So I just wanted to play a little bit of that information for you so that you would know, you know, that this is not new. This is not something we just pulled out of a hat somewhere. These people have been studying this stuff, especially this giant stuff. That's all I can say on the matter. Anybody else have any comments, questions, or concerns before we dismiss for the day? I'm really tired. I had to work today. I would love to be able. We ain't got but 5 more minutes left. I wondered if anybody had a question or a comment. Please feel free to push 1. You know, watch the video when you get off. Because the video is there. Brother Uriah, you want to make another announcement about the new moon ceremony?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. We will be celebrating our new moon celebration on August the 2nd, which is on Wednesday evening. And we're meeting at 8:30 on our Bible study line, Eastern Standard Time. That's the day where we don't buy for 24 hours or sell. And we'll see you on Wednesday evening at 8:30. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. Well, if there's no other questions or comments, I'm going to dismiss about 4 minutes early because I'm hungry. I'm going to get me something to eat. But watch the video when you get a chance. Look at it in its entirety. You'll find out there's a lot of information, good information in there. And we'll see you on our regularly scheduled program this week. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.